This is Agriculture Today.
Brands and retailers not only want things, quote, sustainable, whatever the specific definition may be, but they also want it verifiable.
Barry Worsham is president and CEO of Cotton Incorporated.
That's one change that has certainly happened over the last several years and will continue to increase in terms of its growth. The second that's more recent has been traceability, that brands and retailers want to know, have to know in some cases, where the product is coming from. And it's a challenge for cotton because, you know, most food crops are not blended. But if you want to know where your shirt, what the ingredients of your shirt, most cottons around the world are blended. So it could be U.S. cotton, it could be some Indian cotton in there, it could be some, you know, Brazilian cotton or even Chinese cotton. And the difficult thing for in the U.S. right now is the government is, with the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, is really cracking down on any kind of products coming into the U.S. in cotton that has any connection with the Western China or the Uyghur population. So that has made it imperative for brands and retailers to really know where the cotton is coming from. So you combine sustainability with traceability, and now they want to know what happens at the end of the life, which is, you know, does it, we don't want to throw stuff in the landfill. They want to know about biodegradation and does it create problems for water, and all of those things are just are important, and they're going to continue to be. So it's, on the one hand, it's kind of a challenge for the cotton industry to get all this lined up. But more importantly, I think if we have an advantage finally over some synthetics. We can't compete with synthetics on price, but we can compete on sustainability and even circularity, because cotton is a natural fiber and it does biodegrade, and it, you know, creates its own seed, and there is a circularity to that. So that's what's coming, and I don't see any of those things going away anytime soon. And so that's both a challenge and an opportunity for growers.
But how often do we talk about the degradability of a product being a positive?
I think it's not only continue to, but it will increase in importance, that topic. It's already gaining legs. And basically what it is that cotton is a biodegradable fiber. And if cotton has breaks apart and in the wash, and some of those fibers or microfibers make its way into the streams, rivers and ocean, it's not a big deal because cotton biodegrades fairly rapidly. Synthetics do not biodegrade virtually at all. So textiles represents a chunk of, I can't tell you exactly what percent, but a major component of microplastics in the ocean. And there's an estimate out there that has not been refuted that based on the amount of the water we drink and the food we eat, we, an average person, consumes about 50 credit cards worth of plastic a year. So that's one credit card a week of plastic that we're consuming. Fish are consuming the plastic, we're consuming the fish, it's in the water. And this is a growing problem. It's not just textiles, but all plastics that make its way and sort of come apart in the waters. So that is a big deal, and it's a competitive advantage if we can get our U.S. sustainability program up and going, if we have the traceability technology to help that, if we help brands and retailers know where the product is coming from, it could be a benefit for U.S. cotton and cotton in general.
It's Agriculture Today.
Time for an agronomy minute with Kagan Randolph, DeKalb Delta Pine Technical Agronomist. Kagan, a few guys thinking about sticking in some corn.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys thinking about running this week from what I hear. And as I mentioned last week, you know, you need to be out behind that planter checking that you're planting at a proper depth and that your spacing's right for the row width and populations you run in. Something else I wanted to touch on this week, calculating your growing degree units or your GDUs needed for emergence in corn. It takes 100 to 120 GDUs for corn to emerge. And to calculate your daily GDUs, you need to take your high for the day, add that to your low, and then divide by 2 to get your average. And then from there, you subtract 50 from that number. Another side note, your max temp is capped at 86 degrees, and your minimum is capped at 50. So if your highs or lows are above or below that, you kind of just use those as benchmarks. You know, doing this kind of gives you an idea of when that corn will be popping up out of the ground. That way, if you need to go make any last-minute pre-emerge applications, you kind of know what time frame you have to get back across the ground.
And this has been an Agronomy Minute with Kagan Randolph, DeKalb Delta Pine Technical Agronomist.